It's time now for a science news update. Joining us is regular Pulse contributor Cary Grenz. Cary is an associate editor at The Scientist magazine, and in that job, she comes across dozens of new studies every week. She keeps us updated on intriguing findings. Her picks this week: ancient cavities, asthma research, and fat cells. Hi, Cary.
Hi, Maiken.
Cary, let's start with the ancient cavities.
Yeah, so researchers have uncovered the earliest evidence of widespread tooth decay. Bad teeth have typically been blamed on the advent of agriculture, so when humans started eating more high-carb, sugary foods. But the paleo diet, which is supposed to mimic the caveman style of eating habits, this is, you know, what people ate tens of thousands of years ago, this was thought to be a bit better for the teeth. So this is fruits, vegetables, meat, no dairy, no processed grains, no tasty cakes. But researchers are reporting this week that hunter-gatherers from 15,000 years ago actually had loads of cavities, and this was probably from eating cooked acorns that can stick to the teeth.
And they also probably didn't clean their teeth, right?
No, you can imagine how painful it was to be a caveman with a cavity. They had no dentistry, no painkillers, at least as far as what we are used to.
So what does that mean for people who are all about this paleo diet?
It's so hard to compare because there's not one paleo diet. There's not one strict menu for people who follow the paleo diet. And of course, we have modern dentistry. So the issues of acorns sticking to your teeth probably are not that big of an issue anymore.
Let's move on to a new study on asthma that's also related to diet.
That's right. So this study relates our Western-style diets, which have very little fiber in them, to asthma. In this study, researchers showed that mice who were given a fiber-rich diet had reduced asthmatic reactions to dust mites, to allergens. On the other hand, mice that didn't eat as much fiber had a much stronger response. So why is this? The researchers think this is because of bacteria and the composition of bacteria that changes when you eat more fiber. In this case, they found that the mice that ate a lot of fiber had more bacteria that produce a certain type of fatty acid. So the researchers gave this fatty acid to the mice, and lo and behold, the mice had, again, the reduced reductions in these asthma symptoms. So some people are thinking that maybe this explains why we have experienced higher asthma rates in the past few decades in Western countries.
So this study was done with mice. What can we humans take away from it?
Well, I guess just that. We don't know how it will affect humans. The researchers do want to do a clinical trial, however, to see if we change the amount of fiber in our diets, can that impact, how we respond to allergens.
And I guess having a little bit more fiber in your diet can't hurt at any rate, right?
Oh, yeah. Dietitians do say that we don't get enough fiber in our diet and that it is better to eat it in our fruits and vegetables.
Now, Cary, the last study you picked for today is related to exercise and fat cells.
Right. So we all know that exercise is good for us and that it can help us lose weight. But it's not just about burning calories. There's a lot more that goes on in your body after exercise. Researchers published a study this week showing that there's a molecule released by the muscles after exercise that can give a sort of boost to the metabolism. So there's a couple different types of fat cells in your body. White fat cells store up fat, while brown fat cells help burn calories. This exercise molecule that these scientists had identified helps white fat cells behave more like the calorie-burning brown fat cells.
And do they know, is there anything I can do during exercise to release even more of that great molecule?
That's a really good question. I don't know yet. And of course, there's the question of, could this be a candidate for a skinny pill? I mean, we're always trying to find one that doesn't have terrible side effects. Who knows? They did try giving this molecule to mice in their water, and the mice did lose weight. But either way, I actually found this study to be very motivating, just thinking about all of these things that happen when we exercise.
So they will continue to research this molecule, obviously.
Absolutely. In humans, of course. And there's also other molecules that seem to be involved and exercise, and those will be pursued as well.
And Carrie, you will keep us posted on that one, especially, I hope.
You can count on it.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Carrie Grenz is an associate editor at The Scientist magazine, and she joins us regularly to keep us updated on new research.